When the Trump administration recently reversed course on billions of dollars in federal education funding, it wasn't the first time something like this happened. Earlier this year, it also pulled and later reinstated COVID relief funds that had a big impact on one Robeson County school. Liz Schlemmer reports.
If you walked into Lumberton High School today, you'd find exposed ductwork along the hallway ceilings from HVAC renovations that have been underway for months. The school is relying on federal funds to finish the job. The final round of COVID-19 relief to schools allowed districts to pay for projects like this one that improve a school's air quality. That was a major windfall for poor districts that rarely have the money to take on big repairs, says Robeson County Schools attorney Richard Schwartz.
Robeson County is not going to have the funds to do the projects of this magnitude that are overdue and well beyond their useful life.
Robeson County Schools is one of the poorest districts in the state. That the high school's HVAC system was overdue for replacement is an understatement. The school's been using the same units since it opened in 1966. Then Schwartz says the project hit some bumps.
They found mold and mildew and asbestos, so that changed the project. It slowed the project down. It had to be done in stages when students and staff weren't present.
In fact, it could only be finished during winter break because the system has to be shut off. Due to supply chain issues and delays nationwide, the Biden administration extended the deadline to spend down these funds until March 2026. When President Trump took office, his Department of Education told schools that deadline would stand. Then, the night before the original deadline, schools got an abrupt email from Secretary of Education Linda McMahon.
Completely out of the blue, saying, sorry, we're cutting off your federal funds, and if you relied on our previous extension, that's on you. So it was a shock.
The letter says extending deadlines for COVID-related grants years after the pandemic ended isn't consistent with the department's priorities. 16 states and the District of Columbia sued. And so far, the courts have said that the extension should be reinstated for those states. That left the U.S. Department of Education with a dilemma. Do they give more leeway to the states that sued them than the ones like North Carolina that didn't?
They decided that what they would do would be they'd treat everybody the same.
McMahon sent another letter saying the deadline would be extended again. In North Carolina, that affected just four school districts, Halifax, Lenoir, Richmond, and Robeson County Schools. But Robeson County has by far the most unspent funds on the line at $14.3 million.
First of all, it was great news. But second of all, it was, what's going to happen next?
That's because the department left room to change course again, depending on how the lawsuit shakes out. Plus, it changed the way funding goes out, so it could only be given as a reimbursement. Now the district has to wait for each installment before it can move forward.
We're not sitting on $14 million to pay for this. We've got to do it piecemeal. Meanwhile, the contractors, you know, have been very, very good at working with us, but they could have walked off the job very easily.
Things look on track for now. If everything goes well, students will have clean air and a school that's no longer a construction zone in August, and the project will be complete by January. But Schwartz says the whole ordeal underscores how hard it's been for schools to adapt to the U.S. Department of Education's curveballs.
If you can't rely on the promises of the federal government of the United States of America, that's an awful situation for school systems to be in.
The lawsuit that Trump's administration is still battling continues to work its way through federal court. And Schwartz says it's unlikely to get resolved until after the work on the school is complete. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.